finalizing our walk today, where we visited the Johannesburg Central, and we went to quite a number of areas. We spoke to ordinary citizens, we spoke to business people who have been telling us about the effect of crime in terms of their business and in their daily lives. We're ending up now at Johannesburg Central Police Station, and we spoke to the kennels here who have indicated to us the challenges that they're sitting with. The fact that they're sitting with vehicles that are in government garages, not being fixed. They're sitting here with a building that itself is a problem, that sometimes get flooded and they have to sometimes sit without even communication tools. They're doing the best that they can. They have a shortage of personnel on the ground. They have a shortage of vehicles. They have a shortage of resources for them to be able to fight crime, on the ground, and effectively so. And this is something that we have been saying, that sometimes, the men and women in the uniform are blamed but for the challenges that are there. But we now need to then ask the men and the women, what is actually then being done? The other issue that I've addressed that will need to be addressed is the issue of how these men and women, some of them are being hindered by politicians, telling them not to do their job effectively, as we would have heard, the latest release about politicians being involved with criminal elements and actually then ensuring that crime doesn't get effectively fought in the ground. And these are things that we now need to then say, with the men and the women who are honest about their job, we're standing with you. We want to do everything that we can to ensure that you get the assistance and the resources that you need for you to bring law and order and safety to our people in South Africa.